KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have some hazy sunshine, otherwise mostly sunny skies and 63 degrees. We do look for any patchy fog to burn off this morning and skies to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high around 88 with a light and variable breeze at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, an Atlantic man suffered serious injuries during a motorcycle accident Saturday evening near Lewis. In an update to our reports that we brought you over the weekend, Cass County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Westring said the accident involving a 2011 Harley-Davidson motorcycle happened around 5:21 p.m. Saturday on the Lewis Road between 580th Street and Quincy Road, southwest of Lewis.
39-year-old Andrew Jensen of Atlantic was westbound on Lewis Road and, for reasons unknown at this time, failed to negotiate a curve in the road. The vehicle went into the ditch on the north side, and he was ejected off the motorcycle. He was transported by Lewis to Lewis Rescue to Lewis, and where their landing zone was at, and then he was airlifted to Des Moines Methodist with possible head injuries.
Griswold and Lewis Rescue, Cass EMS, Lifelight, and of course the Cass County Sheriff's Office all assisted at the scene. The accident remained under investigation. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said no injuries were reported after a pickup truck struck the Guthrie Center Post Office at 500 Main Street Saturday afternoon. Authorities say 94-year-old Theodore Keith Hansen of Guthrie Center was driving a 2021 Toyota pickup and pulling into a parking spot in front of the post office when he stepped on the accelerator instead of the brake. The pickup accelerated out of control, hopped the curb, and hit the building near the door. The accident, which happened around 3:05 p.m. Saturday, caused $12,000 damage to the pickup and an estimated $6,000 damage to the post office. Hansen was cited for failure to maintain control. Police in Shenandoah Monday afternoon arrested a man following an investigation into a reported incident of trespassing. Authorities say officers were called to the 200 block of North Blossom Street just after noon, located a suspect, 29-year-old Daniel Dean Archer of Shenandoah, and attempted to detain him. When Archer allegedly resisted arrest, one officer suffered minor injuries. Archer faces charges that include disorderly conduct and interference with official acts causing bodily injury. He was being held in the Page County Jail on $1,300 bond. Page County Sheriff's deputies on Friday arrested a man on a warrant for unauthorized use of a credit card. Authorities say 54-year-old Thane Alvin Kinnison of Shenandoah was taken into custody at his residence and transported to the Page County Jail, where bond was set at $2,000, pending further court proceedings. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported numerous recent arrests over the past week. On Monday, at around 12:30 a.m., a deputy was sent to a truck stop in Avoca to check on the location of a stolen vehicle. The owner reported his GPS showed the vehicle was sitting stationary at the Eagles Landing truck stop. Upon further investigation, it was determined the vehicle had not been stolen and it was to return to its owner. Authorities said, however, 39-year-old Stephanie Ann Bolton of Denver, Colorado, was arrested on two counts of violation of a no-contact order and contempt of court. Sunday evening, a Pottawatomie County man was served with a warrant for domestic abuse assault by strangulation. 18-year-old Austin James Barlow of Council Bluffs was arrested and transported to the Pott County Jail. Authorities say 22-year-old Nicole Larray Kinney of Council Bluffs was arrested Sunday evening following the pursuit of a reported stolen vehicle. She was charged with eluding, exceeding the speed limit by 25 miles per hour or more, and theft in the second degree motor vehicle valued at under $10,000. Kinney was being held in the Pott County Jail on a total of $7,000 bond. Sunday afternoon, 27-year-old Tara Lee Nelson was arrested following a traffic stop in Council Bluffs. She was charged with driving while suspended or revoked and cited for failure to obey a traffic control device. Sunday morning, 39-year-old Damian Joseph Cairns was arrested following a traffic stop at 510th Street and Highway 92 near Griswold. He was taken into custody on a valid warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Last Saturday evening, 36-year-old Samantha Ann Cox and 32-year-old Travis Todd Nelson were arrested at the Oakland City Park following an alleged assault that occurred during a float trip that evening. Cox was charged with assault with intent to cause pain and injury. Nelson was charged with assault with intent to inflict serious injury, but without serious injury. And Friday afternoon, 45-year-old Shea Christian Hannon of Omaha was served at the Pottawatomie County Jail with a Douglas County, Nebraska warrant for being a fugitive from justice. People living in Bagley can finally go to the kitchen and drink water directly out of the faucet again. It's been 2 years since authorities determined the water was unsafe. People had been complaining about the brown, murky water, and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources found the problem was caused by manganese. For 2 years, residents of Guthrie County have had to use bottled water for drinking and cooking. The cleanup project cost $1.2 million. The DNR declared the water was now safe to drink as of last Friday. Elsewhere in area news, an annual fundraising event for Shift ATL was held Saturday evening here in Atlantic. Jesse Shields, president of the nonprofit organization, said 372 people were served a meal of steak or pork plus assorted side dishes. Shields said the tickets for the event were sold out a couple of months in advance. They were at $50 per ticket or $350 for a table of eight. Those who attended had the option of sticking around for the dueling pianos.
I think we're guessing an extra 50 or 60 that came in just for the pianos later. We did the piano tickets for $15 pre-sale and $20 at the doors. We are still totaling everything up after we're kind of paying the downtowner for catering and those types of things. So we're hoping by the end of this week we have totals, but things are looking really good from the initial things that we have.
She said the event seemed to go off without a hitch and there were no complaints.
Reaction was even better than we hoped and anticipated, and we're really excited to bring this event back hopefully next year. We have not heard any negative comments yet, so we've kind of put it out there and asked people what they would want to see different next year, but we are ready to take a couple of days off and then start planning what next year looks like.
Shields says an open house was also held for a home that they rehabbed at 608 Hazel Street in Atlantic, and that took place on Sunday. You can see pictures of the house and property on the Shift ATL Facebook page. The organization was founded in late spring of 2019. Their mission is to revitalize Atlantic through the projects, services, and programs to enhance the community with development and growth. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.